You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more. But blood makes noise. Is it ringing in my ear? Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. At least we're endeavoring to do that. I think America is doing it quite well on its own in the present moment. America is awake. Some of them are awake a little too much. Some of those people on the Democratic George Soros side need to maybe decaf a little bit. Anyway, this hour is brought to you by HealthMasters.com, best in healthcare products. And when the proverbial poop hits the fan, your doctor is not going to be there to write you a prescription. You better learn how to take care of most of these problems naturally. And the best place to go, HealthMasters.com. And right now, Dr. Ted Brower's organization, HealthMasters.com, is offering a 5% off sale. Coupon code WORD is Hodges. HealthMasters.com. They're sponsoring this hour. And speaking of HealthMasters, guess who we have on? Dr. Ted Brower. And Dr. Ted and I were talking during the break, and we got interrupted because it was time to come back. He just saw Donald Trump on 60 Minutes. And Ted, welcome to the show. And I want to get your take on his appearance on 60 Minutes.
Well, he was, how do I say all this? Remember, Dave, about three or four months ago, you asked me on the air, you said, Ted, do you trust Donald Trump 100%? And I told you, absolutely not. And you may not remember that, Dave. That was one of the shows we did way back, probably last summer.
Very well.
Trump basically was interviewed, of course, you know, 60 Minutes is a liberal bastion of humanity, basically what that thing is. And it was a good show. It was well produced. But she started asking him some very specific questions about his agenda, and one of the things that really troubled me, he asks if, well, first of all, he told everybody how Bill Clinton had called him and Hillary had called him and how they were great people. And you know, I'm paraphrasing this because I don't remember the exact words, but that's what he said. And then he also said he was a great guy. And he met with Obama, it was supposed to be 15 minutes, and then it'd be like 90 minutes, and he was a great guy. And I'm like, okay, this is some weird rhetoric coming out of his mouth because that's not what he was saying on the campaign trail ever. And then they asked him if he was planning on basically going after Hillary Clinton from a legal standpoint, and he completely waffled and crawfished and said that he had to think about all of that, that he was more interested in getting more jobs in the United States than anything else right now. So he pretty much said no, as far as what I heard. Now, some of you guys who are big Trump supporters, and I'm also a Trump supporter, you may be thinking, well, why would he do that? Well, it's the deep state. You know, he had the talk. And I warned all my listeners on my show every day from 3 to 4 that he was going to get the talk. I remember when Barack Obama, 8 years ago, strutted into the White House, shoulders back, all cockied up, and basically walked out a couple hours later after he talked to Bush, head down, shoulders stooped, he got the talk. Well, the talk is what we're going to talk about tonight. There's some crazy stuff going on that they don't want you to know about, dealing with fallen angels, interdimensional entities, etc. I'm going to be quoting heavily from some of Fred Bell's work, Dr. Fred Bell, who was actively involved in the Star Wars program. He was the man who basically was killed like the day after he was interviewed by Jesse Ventura on space-based weapons and plasma weapons and death rays. And he started talking about how he had built Star Wars, helped to build Star Wars. And after they had done that, then Jesse said, aren't you scared of your life by talking about this on camera? He goes, no, every once in a while some of their stuff breaks and they ask me to come help them fix it. And so I would go to help them fix it. Well, the following day he was gone. So I found that interesting, but I'm going to read from some of his work tonight because he talks in detail about the extraterrestrial / fallen angel / interdimensional / whatever you want to call it, cover-up, that's talked about in depth in the book of Genesis, also in the book of Enoch, which is a non-apocryphal text, but at one time was an apocryphal text, but taken out by the Roman Catholic Church in approximately 323 AD. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. You say, well, this sounds crazy to me. Well, guys, I'll be honest with you. When I started looking at it, it sounded so Looney Tunes to me, I didn't want to talk about it. I covered a lot of this material on Hagman's show 2 or 3 months ago. In fact, we did an entire 2 hours on this. And quite frankly, I'd rather talk about this than soul cooking. Okay? But this is some stuff that's just really weird and out there, too. And but we have to put our heads around it as Christians. We've got to realize that we're not alone in this universe as a Christian. The angels are not human beings. The demons are not human beings. Lucifer was not a human being. God was very direct with it in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, about what happened in the garden, and in Genesis chapter 6, what happened with the fallen angels. And the problem is, we as Christians, we want to believe, and we've been taught by most universities and Christian universities, that all of this stuff is basically no longer going on today, which is simply not true. Even Jesus said, thousands of years later, after Genesis had been written, when a man was basically possessed by a demon, and he drove the demon out, that these things were very, very real. And we know in the New Testament also, what, you know, when Ananias and Sapphira were killed right after that, a man came up and they tried to buy the power of God and basically got in trouble for that. And then the demon, he tried to cast out some demons, and the, basically the guy was beaten up by the demons he cast out. Guys, this stuff is real. You know, it's stuff that goes bump in the night in some of these crazy movies that we go to see, or I don't go to see them anymore, but I used to go to see them. But guys, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about Majestic 12. We're going to talk about Truman. We're going to talk about Eisenhower. We're going to talk about Kennedy. We're going to talk about the secret space program. We're going to talk about why I believe Trump said that we have some very high-flying assets that apparently he learned about from Obama. So, guys, we've got some interesting things to talk about tonight. But as far as Hillary Clinton being prosecuted...
Hold on, Ted. Yes. Ted, let me ask you, what do you mean by, or what do you think Trump meant by high-flying assets?
I think they told him about the space program, about our space vehicles.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else you think. I mean, I'm sure that's what you think too, Dave, but I don't want to put those words in your mouth, but that's what I think.
Well, yeah. I've been on the air, so I've recorded the 60 Minutes interview. Mm-hmm. Tell me, was that word, the term high-flying, was that in the interview?
No, he did not use that. That was used with another reporter after he walked out. That was on, I believe it was on several different websites that the reporter had said he had said that. He did not say that again on 60 Minutes. If he did say that to a reporter, he was probably told that's a little bit too out there. He probably needs to not say stuff like that. He never said anything about any of that on the 60 Minutes program.
Ted, if he said that, that's reminiscent of Reagan's UN, what if there was a power out there coming for a speech? Remember that?
Well, also remember, in fact, I'm going to read from some of Fred's stuff tonight. Remember what General Douglas MacArthur said? This guy was like super type A, super melancholy, never joked about anything. And in the New York Times, he was quoted as saying on October the 9th, 1955, he says, and I quote, "I believe everyone knows General MacArthur. He wasn't the type of man who would make erroneous statements. And what he said, the nations of the earth must someday make a common front against attack by people of other planets." Now, guys, that was General Douglas MacArthur. Now, so he wasn't some flaco. I mean, he was telling you right there in his veiled terms that this is something that's going on, and they need to know that's going on. But these guys, these spaceships that fell in 1947 and also in 1948 on the Mesa near the Aztec, and between the two crashes, 17 alien bodies, according to Fred Bell, were recovered. Or you want to call them aliens, you can call them fallen angels. I don't care what you call them, whatever you want to call them. Of other greater significance was the discovery of a large number of human body parts that were stored within both of these vehicles, as was found in a ship that went down in Canada also. Now, the crazy thing is this whole thing started being a huge cover-up from the very, very beginning, because the American population was thought to have been unable to handle that truth, because we were relatively a Christian nation, 60, 70 years ago, and they were afraid that it would affect people's spiritual walk and their belief in Jesus Christ and in Yahweh, which it shouldn't affect that at all. We just have to realize that there are other beings out there that have been around for a long time. In fact, God told us in the Old Testament that Lucifer took a third of the fallen angels with him when he was kissed, when he was thrown from heaven, from the higher dimensions into the lower dimensions. So I don't know. What do you think about all this, Dave?
You know, I've been inundated with it for years. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those, what I can believe. The only thing I accept on faith is Jesus.
That's right.
And even with that, I see the proof for it in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question straightforwardly, I don't know. But I know we're spending a lot of energy covering something up.
A lot of money too, Dave.
Yeah.
But let me give you a little background on this. This is it gets kind of weird. When the Secretary of Defense, James Forrestal, who was involved in this from the very beginning, began to object to the secrecy. He was a very idealistic and very religious man who believed that the public should be told. When he began to talk to the leaders in the opposition party in Congress about the alien problem, the fallen angel problem, however you want to wrap your head around it, he was asked to resign by President Truman. He expressed his fears to too many people and rightfully believed that he was being watched. This was interpreted by those who were ignorant of the facts as paranoia. Forrestal later said to have suffered a mental breakdown, was admitted to the Bethesda Naval Hospital. They were afraid he would talk again. And somewhere around May 22, 1949, agents of the CIA tied a sheet, according to Fred Bell, around his neck, fastened it to a fixture in his room, and threw Forrestal out of the window. The sheet tore, and he plummeted to his death, and they called this, of course, a suicide. He was one of the first victims of this cover-up to pay with his life. This is just the beginning. In 1949, a live alien, according to Fred Bell, was recovered from the Roswell crash. They named him EBE, the name suggested by Dr. Vannevar Bush, stood for Extraterrestrial Biological Entity, and he had a tendency to lie. For over a year, this entity would not only give the desired answers to the questions, during the second year of captivity, began to open up, revealing startling information. He basically said that they had basically made humans and men, and they had put them on this planet. Well, what was interesting about this is that later these same aliens told them and Eisenhower that there was a problem because their DNA had deteriorated to such a point that they could no longer keep alive or reproduce themselves, and they had to use human beings for experimentations with glandular extracts and for reproduction. Now, guys, if this sounds as crazy to me as it does to you guys, because it does sound crazy to me, I recommend you read Dr. Fred Bell's work. I also recommend that you read The Day After Roswell, and also I recommend that you read the book The Money Mafia by Helluride. And all of these pieces of this puzzle will start coming back together again. In 1973, astronomers discovered large objects in space moving towards Earth. First, believed the asteroids. Later, they found to be spaceships, according to Bell. And then Project Sigma intercepted the alien radio communication. Several ships reached the Earth and assumed high equatorial orbit. Their actual intent was unknown. Project Sigma and a new project, Plato, through radio communication using the computer binary language, was able to arrange a landing, which had resulted in a face-to-face contact with these beings from another planet. I guess what happened, and I think Fred. The guy who wrote the Fourth Reich, Jim Mars, he said pretty much when we started blowing these nuclear weapons up in the ionosphere, we started signaling to other nations and other worlds and other everything else that what we were doing was relatively dangerous as far as in this energetic matrix that we live in. So he said they kind of like basically threw a big thing out there, like, come check us out, which is apparently they did, and they have. So I don't know, but of course the aliens, according to their treaty with the government, with MG-12, was supposed to provide a list of all human contactees and abductions on a scheduled regularly event. And of course that ended up not working out real well for us. But by 1955, it became obvious that the aliens had deceived Eisenhower and broken the treaty, because mutilated humans and animals were found all across the USA. The last mutilated humans that Fred Bell knew about were in 1979. Mutilated animals continue to be discovered today. They believe the aliens were not submitting a complete list of human contacts and abductees, and that all the abductees had not been returned. They basically were using witchcraft, science, the magic, the occult, and all kinds of secret societies, according to this research, to confuse us and make us basically follow them and make them believe that they were the gods, etc. This is all according to Bell's research. So it goes on, but you guys can read his stuff. But, it just gets to the point where you start getting into a crazy thing, in which the Joshua Group was then put together, and they basically called them the Jason Scholars, not the Joshua, but the Jason Scholars. They were secret executive order of Eisenhower, according to Fred Bell. And he said that basically they wanted to find what would happen on the planet if we had a nuclear holocaust. And the prophecy predicted and made recommendations. Now listen to this guy. It ties right together what they're doing. The Jason Society made three recommendations called Alternatives 1, 2, and 3. Alternative 1 was to use nuclear devices to blast holes in the stratosphere to allow excess heat and pollution from the nuclear holocaust to escape into space. Along with that, we would change human cultures from that of exploitation into environmental protection. Number two, second thing that Jason scholars told us to do, was to build a vast network of underground cities, which Dave and I do not have tickets to get into. Alternative three was to exploit the alien and conventional technology in order to establish colonies in outer space. And all three alternatives include massive amounts of birth control, sterilization, and introduction of the deadly microbes to control and slow the growth of the Earth's population, including AIDS and Ebola, GMO foods, fluoride, immunizations, Nagalase, and all of the things that we talk about on an ongoing basis. It was all about basically reducing the population of the planet. So guys, that's just a real primer here that I want to start with tonight. We got so much more stuff to talk about. But guys, we've got to get our head wrapped around this fallen angel stuff that we talked about in the book of Genesis, and also Ezekiel talks about it. We can't pretend like that never happened. We have to realize that the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. So I believe that Trump has gotten the talk. So let's see if he ever prosecutes Hillary for all of the crimes that she did. Let's see if he rescinds Barack Obama's executive orders. Or let's see if we continue with same old Washington as we've had for the past 35 years. What do you think is going to happen, Dave?
That's the great mystery, isn't it? That conversation that we had last summer about whether or not I trusted Trump or not, that's a really interesting question. Judge a person by what they do, not what they say. He said all the right things. I voted for the movement. I've been very consistent in saying that, not a knock on Donald Trump at all. But I voted for the movement. I voted for the movement that would push back against the Hillary Clintons of the world. But Ted, I don't know if he's going to do a darn thing he said he's going to do. Some of his appointments have me concerned, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, my wife said he's got to reach out to all groups of people, and there are going to be some people that will surprise us he'll let in there, but we shouldn't be alarmed at this point. And I think that's probably very good advice. So
he addressed that with some of the appointments he's making. I think Priebus is going to be in there now, as far as his just chief of staff, and you know, which I thought was kind of a disaster to do that, but that's what he's going to do. But the reality is that he said that the lobbyists and all the people in Washington are the ones who run Washington, and he realizes at this point that he has to use some of the same people that were there now in order to bring the administration up to full speed, and he can work on replacing and bringing fresh people in as he goes. That was another paraphrase that he said. Now remember,
that sounds like an excuse to maintain the status quo.
Well, but also remember too, you know, when they were bringing the after World War II, when Patton was criticized for using the Nazis, who were the ones, the civil engineers who were involved in running the railroads and rebuilding the power equipment, and they understood how everything worked. He hired them to keep the trains running, food running, and all the other stuff going, and he was criticized for having done that. And finally he said, well, I don't have any other way besides using the people that are already here who are trained in understanding what's happening with this technology and with this infrastructure, what's left of it in Germany, to try to put it back together again, because anybody else who would come in, they'd have no idea what was going on. So I got to give Trump that one, okay, because Washington is filled with pedophiles, sexual perverts, deviants, Satanists. The whole list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So maybe Trump now too, Dave, and we've got to just wait and see. Maybe he's just being real cautious on what he says because he wants to make it alive to the nomination. He wants to be very careful what he says because he may not think, well, if I start really racking this right now, I'm not even president yet. I'm not going to ever see it, the nomination to president of the United States. I'll be taken out way before then. So that's the other thing he could be thinking too, Dave, because you know, he's a pretty smart guy, and he realizes that you know many people have been killed in the wake of the Clintons, and he doesn't want to be one of those people. So I guess by allowing Clinton to transfer that $1.8 billion to Qatar and hopefully leave the country and never be heard of again, he may consider that to be something that would be better than dragging the entire Washington establishment through the ringer and collapsing the entire economy and Washington with it all at the same time by exposing the incredible filth and dirt that's in D.C., which I personally think he needs to drain the swamp. But if he wants to do it more slowly, I can see that too. But guys, Bill and Hillary Clinton, he said they were good people. Are you kidding me? Bill is a sexual pervert. Hillary is a sexual pervert.
So is Hillary.
They're both sexual perverts. I mean, I would never say that they were good people. All I would have said was, well, I've spoken to them both. I'm more interested right now in basically getting the jobs going and getting the country going. I'll address all the other stuff after I become president. But I never would have said that they're good people, nor would I have said that Barack Obama is a good person. I would never say any of that. Not with the transgender thing that he did with these little children, all of this weird stuff that he's done. Guys, so I don't know. To me, it sounds pretty bad tonight with Trump on 60 Minutes. Now, maybe you guys saw it. Maybe you think I'm absolutely wrong, and that's your opinion, too. I got that. But, guys, you know, nobody addressed what's going on with GMO foods tonight on 60 Minutes. Nobody addressed the immunization crisis that we have in the United States with the children coming down with autism. They're saying by 2025, an MIT researcher, that 50% of the kids are going to have autism. By 2035, all boys are going to have autism. 2037, all girls are going to have autism. Nobody's addressing any of this stuff. And it's all part of this program with these Jason scholars, Dave, of massively, massively, massively reducing the population on the planet. So, guys, I don't know. I don't know what in the world Trump is thinking. I don't know where all of the stuff is about getting Hillary and putting her in jail. I mean, Dave, that was one of the key things that so many people switched sides on with her, because they really wanted her to get locked up. As you know, as far as the guys who were libertarians who were thinking about voting for somebody else besides Trump, when he came out and said that in that second debate, a lot of people thought, well, this is not going to be Washington politics as usual. He's going after the criminals. And tonight, it sounded like he had no interest in doing that whatsoever. Now, I may have misinterpreted that. You watched it. You've taped it on 60 Minutes. You watched the whole thing, Dave, and see what you think. But to me, I think he got the talk. What the talk I just gave you guys a minute ago. I think he realizes that we have high-flying assets. I think we have a full-blown space program. We have space command in the United States with the U.S. military. We've got rockets. NASA, that whole thing, the whole shuttle program was just antiquated technology from the very beginning with the anti-gravity technology that we've had for generations. I mean, we have all of this stuff that we've back-engineered back all the way back into the 50s and 60s. Now, guys, that's just the reality of how I see it from everything that I've read. All these people that are involved in all of these different books and organizations and things that I've read and stories that I've listened to, they can't all be lying. This fallen angel thing is very, very real. The Bible's telling you the truth are real. The Bible says they were before the flood and also after the flood. So this has not gone away. This has not gone quietly into the night like your theologians want you to believe. This is a major, major problem in whether or not we get the full truth from Donald Trump concerning this mess or any politician ever. I have no idea why the United States still continues to do all of this cover-up. Remember what Podesta said? He said one of the things that he wishes he would have done when he was with Obama's administration, he really wishes that he would have gone ahead and exposed the entire alien thing that was going on. And I really wish that somebody would just tell the people in the United States the truth, Dave. I really do. It's not going to affect my faith at all.
Well, Ted, what I'm wondering with Donald Trump, how quickly will he act? He put out his his statement of what he's going to do in the first 100 days.
Yeah, that was before the election, though, remember.
Yeah, and you know, I looked at that and I go, man, this is like a dream come true.
Yep.
I told my son pulled it up while we were having dinner, and he said, Dad, look at this. And I said, if he gets a tenth of this done, we'll be in heaven.
Yeah.
And now I'm wondering if any of it's going to get done. But, you know, it could be. I think he could be going slow so he does make it to the presidency. I really do. I really think you're onto something when you say that. He took, for him not to be sincere. Now, I know it could be all staged, but Ted, he was vilified by everybody, and I mean everybody, kitchen sink at him, and they still are.
They still are. Yeah.
So that's what turned me. Going into the primary season, the heart of the primary season, I wasn't convinced he was real. I wrote about it. I said, he knows the Clintons. He's hobnobbed with them. He's given to both parties. Come on, he's an insider. You can't trust the guy. But then when I saw the abuse he was taking, I said, this has gone on too long for him not to be somewhat sincere.
Well, I agree, and I also believe that Hillary was supposed to take this presidency. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that us praying on your show and Hagman's show and my show and asking God to expose her fully was done through the Wiener computer system and also through all of this stuff with Podesta and the blood sacrifice things they do and the soul cooking that they do. All of that was exposed. And I believe that they got the memo probably 6-8 weeks ago, I guess it was, whenever the New York City police got Wiener's hard drive and started looking at all this stuff and said, hey, wait a minute, guys, we got some serious stuff going on. And I think at that point in time, they started going to the New World Order saying, this isn't going to happen. This woman is not going to be president. She's got too much stuff going on. She's too crooked. She's too horrible. She's a Satanist. We're not going to have this. And I believe that what happened is when Steve Pachetik last Wednesday, a week and a half ago, when he released his email saying that they were not going to allow her to win the White House. And if they did, if she did win, apparently if they continued, went ahead and hacked the machines, which they were already set up to be hacked by the Diebold stuff that was owned by Soros, that she would be impeached. And then he released another email that said that she was basically a child sex trafficker and a pedophile, and, you know, and she was need to be arrested for all that. Now, these are the people that Trumps are saying are good people. I don't get that. And now, what happened next, of course, we know on Thursday night, Clinton's fireworks celebration was canceled abruptly. And then on Friday, the Podesta came out with the soul cooking information that went viral all over social media, almost as if to let them know, hey, we will release this stuff. We will do it as quickly as we need to. But she's gonna step down and she's not going to win. And Brian Williams, his comment was, this is not supposed to happen. when Trump was declared victor, this is not right. This isn't supposed to happen, or something paraphrased at that point, because they had already been told the fix was in, because they already had known the fix was in, because they had been giving her the questions to the debates. But then on Monday, remember, Comey basically dropped the charges or dropped the investigation on Hillary, Hillary again. And of course, on Tuesday, Trump took the election. And I really believe the globalists wanted to bring their full-blown Luciferian satanic agenda, which is probably being brought on by this fallen angel mess that's going on with these demons, and they wanted to basically bring this entire planet into a new world order under Satan, under Lucifer, under one of these things that they've been worshiping here instead of the Most High God. And so what's interesting to me, Dave, is that we've got this situation now where we got to see where Trump's going to end up on the what side of this thing he's going to end up on, because he's got a lot of intel that you and I are not privy to already with his hour and a half meeting with the Gay Kenyan. And so what's going to happen is we're going to be in a situation where, you know, if we don't stay, sit here and just give him some time to see what he's going to do. But guys, I had a friend of mine call me up today and said, what should I do from a financial standpoint? I said, I wouldn't do anything as far as investing in equities at all right now. I said, because remember, the Federal Reserve Bank still has the power grab of the United States by contracting the M1, or the money supply, the amount of money in circulation. They can do that instantaneously. They can tighten up credit. They can raise interest rates. They can do all kinds of stuff and completely crash the economy if Trump doesn't go along with what they want him to do. So, guys, it's going to be a really interesting couple of months waiting for Trump to get inaugurated. And then after that, it's going to be really interesting, too. My whole thing is what I always tell folks is what Steve Twell also always suggests. If you put your money in gold and silver right now, they're not that high yet. You may have a good return on your investment. It may go down. It may go up. I don't know what it's going to do. But the point is, at least you'll have it in something. But, guys, this whole thing that we're involved in the United States, and all of this obfuscation and all of this subterfuge we've been involved in all these years with this fallen angel thing, this is a mess. We got to get it exposed fully and completely and let the United States tell the truth. I mean, right now in Antarctica, they just took a part of Antarctica, the ocean right north of Antarctica there, and they size of Antarctica, and they pretty much made it a no-go zone. Now, why would they do that? They're saying it's for research, blah, blah, blah. Well, whatever, man. They tell you that you can't fly to Antarctica, or they'll shoot you down because they're trying to save your life, because they don't want you to crash. They have to come get you, so they'd rather shoot you down to start with. And why in the world did John Kerry spend 3 or 4 days over the election?
There you go. Down there over the election, article? When he should have been helping Clinton, exactly.
And Hitler said that these entities and these other things were down there, and he said it was like a paradise down in Antarctica. So, I mean, I really am curious as to what's down in Antarctica now. I know I spoke with one man on the Full Power Hour. I interviewed him, and he had actually been to one of the Antarctica bases. They brought him in because the base, the dome that he went into, the cavern, had 5,000-foot ceilings. And basically, his name's Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and he basically said that they brought him in because there was algae on the top of the dome, which was phosphorescent, which illuminated the entire dome with artificial light, so you could see just fine, like you were in daylight. And they had their own weather events, and they had such a high ceiling as far as rain, etc. And he said there were old Nazi artifacts in there. There was old stuff from the Vikings in there. But he said he was in it personally walking around. So something is going on in Antarctica. And here's John Kerry going down to Antarctica during the election coverage. Are you kidding me? Secretary of State? And Obama was just down there last spring or last summer. So what are they going to Antarctica for? What's the big deal in Antarctica, and why are they meeting down there? What are they visiting down there, and who are they talking to, if anything, and what's going on, and why won't they just tell us the truth, Dave? That's the thing that's most frustrating to me.
What do you think is going on down there?
I think that I think it's like Admiral Byrd and all the stuff that we've seen with the Russian documentary and a lot of the other things that we've all seen online, is that, you know, they're basically, they have a base down there of some type, maybe a Fallen Angels are down there or some other entity. I don't know what they are. I have no idea, Dave. I can only speculate. But something's going on that these world leaders are going down there, and they think it's important enough to go to this place and whatever they do down there when they get down there. But, you know, there's some crazy stories about Admiral Byrd and all the other things about what happened in Antarctica. So, guys, if you go do some research on some of this stuff, it'll just make you start thinking that this is some weird stuff that we're involved in on our planet. And, guys, it's kind of like the peasants are waking up and we're grabbing the pitchforks and we're going, we don't want to be peasants anymore. We don't like this anymore. And that's what Trump's movement was all about, is that we finally had enough and we wanted to do more than what they were allowing us to do as far as knowing the reality and knowing the truth and controlling this complete and total disaster that we call Washington, D.C., this swamp that Donald said that in the beginning, of course, that he wants to drain. And so hopefully we can continue to want to drain the swamp. But this, from what he's doing right now, putting Priebus in there, he's like the ultimate insider up there. I mean, so guys, I don't know. I just hope and pray that we all didn't work our butts off like this for the last year and a half to get this man into office, for have him just completely capitulate to the New World Order. That's what I hope, Dave.
Yeah, Priebus, let's go back and revisit this because it's concerning. Priebus was one of the people saying, your vote in the primaries, Mr. or Mrs. America, doesn't count. We make the decision. Remember, trying to steer away from the Trump popularity? Of a sudden, Trump would take this enemy of his campaign and make him the campaign manager? The chief of staff?
Yep. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, that's like Priebus is like the ultimate Washington insider. Now he's chief of staff. What the heck's different between Obama and Bush and Clinton and the other Bush and what they did? I mean, God, are we stepping into year 36 now? We're going to have another 8 years of this mess? So I don't know, Dave. I have no idea. But Priebus, are you joking me? But he is going to be bringing Senator Jeff Sessions in and Giuliani in. He's going to be putting people on the Supreme Court. So let's see what he does as far as his pro-life candidates that he wants to put on the Supreme Court. Let's see what happens with all that. Because we know that these entities love the sacrifice of children. We know that happened with Moloch. We know that happened with Baal. We know that happens in these sacrificial worship networks that are all over the United States that Ted Gunderson exposed back in the 90s in L.A. County. They're all based out of there, a lot of them. And they're all over the United States now, which they sacrifice human beings and babies and children, and also the abortions and the millions of abortions that are occurring every single year around the world and in the United States. And now Trump wants to make that basically illegal. And all the energy that these demonic entities receive from that, like they did when they were sacrificing the children to Moloch and to Baal. As for me and my family, we're not going to bow our knee to Moloch or to Baal. And I'm going to stand firmly on the side of pro-life. But guys, something else is going on. Trump's had the talk. So guys, gone is the rhetoric of putting Hillary in jail. Gone is the rhetoric of all that. Now they're good people. And he's going to focus on getting jobs. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, come on, Dave. Man, I really don't know what to say. You're like I am. You're kind of like just like, gosh. And, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, when you asked me that last summer if I trusted him 100%, I told you absolutely not. You know, I was hoping I was wrong because, I mean, I've been an ardent supporter of Trump. And I was really hoping to say tonight Hillary Clinton is going to be investigated by the Attorney General. But, again, like I said earlier, he may be trying to get to the White House alive. He may be trying to get to the White House alive. So let's see what he can do. So we got to give him a chance to lead. That's all we can do at this point. Because, quite frankly, he's a lot better alternative than Clinton would have been.
Well, yeah, even if he's not what we hoped, Clinton was the next best thing to the Antichrist.
Pretty much. And guys, remember, I mean, you know, Soros had rigged it. She was supposed to win. The media was so shell-shocked that this happened. Apparently, they didn't get the memo. I guess they were trying to make sure that nobody got the memo. I mean, she was supposed to win this. But I believe that the right or whoever the people were behind Trump who wanted him in basically they knew when they released the information on the Soul Cooking with Podesta that they were going to release the information on Hillary next, and they did not want that to happen, so they basically just capitulated. They compromised. They took Hillary off the ticket, basically, and said she's not going to win. I mean, Trump, he didn't just win. He won. He won hands down. He won. But personally, I believe if the Diebold election machines had not been rigged, that he would have won even bigger than he did, Dave. I really believe that. I think it would have been a sweep. I think, you know, Reagan had over 500 electoral votes the second time against Mondale. He had over 400 the first time against Carter. I mean, you know, these are huge, huge victories. And I think Trump would have had something like that. And if Trump does pretty good his first 4 years, whoever runs against him again will probably, he'll probably never have a major, major victory. But guys, this is Washington politics. This is the land of the crooks, the cheats, and the thieves. This is where it all happens in Washington, D.C., where you have the pedophiles, the Satanists, the whoremongers, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, and all these people who are making laws for we the people. And guys, we got to drain the swamp, period. That's all we can do.
Should I let this out?
Do it, Dave.
Is this the time for a revelation?
I think it is.
Hey, they can only blow up your car once. I made some stunning revelations about my father's work on Doug Hagman Show, Doug and Joe. And there are some things that I've left out. One, because I didn't think they were germane. And two, because I'm still weighing consequences. And I had to hold this in for a long time because my dad downloaded me when he was terminal. And he said, but you can't go out with this and talk to people openly because your mom's getting my two pensions and they'll be gone if you do. And so I didn't. I had three conversations. Vance Davis, who I'm in touch with now on a daily basis, ex-NSA. The late Bill Pollack. Annie DeRiso was his wife. And, those are the two guys I talked to. And Bill brought me Jim Mars, flew him into Phoenix to meet with me. And Jim was working on some parallel things, and I told Jim some of what I knew, but I was guarded because of the admonition. But I'm going to go right to the point. My dad worked with captured Nazi scientists. He was involved. In fact, I'll tell you an interesting story he told me. He said when they were on the carrier Roosevelt, and he and his commander, this is going to sound crazy, but they went around the Cape, around South America. This was before satellites, and they were putting nuclear weapons on the Roosevelt. And he said that we did that because we didn't want the Russians to see what we were doing. And there were no satellites, perfect place to do it. He said, but for four nights in a row, they were followed by glowing orbs. And they thought they were the Russians. They had a standing order from the bridge, and that was my dad's job, was to rewire the CIC, the Combat Information Center. They had a standing order from the bridge not to look at these objects. And now let's cycle forward to 1984, and I'm having these nightly conversations with my dad. And I had met some of these German guys. They had been in the house when I was a little kid. And I was fluent in German then because I had a German grandmother living with us. You know, my dad's family's all from Germany. And I used to have conversations with them in German as much as you can when you're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. And here's what he told me. I asked him once, I said, Dad, what about the ET issue? What do you think? He said, look, I don't have any inside knowledge. I really don't know. He said, but I'll tell you, to a person, the German scientists know. Now, this is the part that I've not revealed before. This is the part I've left out. He said that one of the scientists said he was supposed to be on a submarine that was to escape and go to a boat that would take him to Antarctica with other high-ranking Nazis. And his name would be known, and I'm going to play this close to the vest here, but he said that things happened, a war-related incident happened and prevented him from making the connection, and he got left behind and got captured. And he said, I'm fortunate I got captured by the Americans and not the Russians. They would have extracted and then executed. And he told my dad, he said, there's things going on at the South Pole. And this wasn't the only story my dad heard, too, about this. He said, there are things going on at the South Pole that would stun everybody if they really knew the truth. He said, where do you think we got this technology that you call, meaning my father, you call 200 to 300 years ahead of anything we're doing, such as vertical liftoff craft, the idea that you had to have a heat shield on a craft to come back into the Earth's atmosphere. We had no idea about that. And he said, where do you think all this came from? He said, we didn't just sit down in the laboratory one day and invent it. He said, now sure, our scientists came to you that were Jewish and helped give you the bomb. But he said, you guys weren't that far behind us, but you're way behind us in astrophysics. And my dad said, yeah, you're right, we are. And he said, well, I'm telling you who gave it to us. We got it from people, our entities at the South Pole. That's the story. Now, my dad can't confirm it. He couldn't confirm it. But it's something he shared with me. Now, in light of the fact that you got the Secretary of State that goes to Antarctica on Election Day, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, I'd have said, put that man in a loony bin. So, Ted, that's the revelation. And that's why I was so looking forward to having you on to talk about this, because it's something that I've known about now for over 30 years, but I've held it in. I don't know how much is true, and but circumstantially, the dots are starting to connect.
Well, you know, the way you look at it, if you look at it just from a circumstantial, it looks like the fallen angels are based out of Antarctica, or some other entities based out of Antarctica, and they basically provide the course of events of humankind from down there. Basically, what it looks like from a wow, this is a crazy stuff to talk about standpoint. Because, I mean, John Kerry's going to Antarctica, Obama was in Antarctica. I mean, really? I mean, so where everybody's floating down to Antarctica? I mean, I'd love to go to Antarctica, but they only let us go on the very tip of that one little peninsula. You can't go anywhere near the South Pole. That's all foreboding. So, I don't know. The whole thing is nuts as far as I'm concerned. The problem is the Bible verifies it, which makes it very credible to me. And when I read books like this from Fred Bell, and I quote information that he's given us, and all of a sudden he suddenly drops dead the day after he's interviewed by Jesse Ventura.
I know about that.
You know, I mean, then you've got to go, wait a minute. It's kind of like Phil Schneider. Right? Phil Schneider, you know, apparently he didn't have a real good personality. He's kind of snappy. But they found him strangled with surgical rubber tied around his neck, and he was missing three fingers and one hand. So good luck trying to do all that. Okay, something happened to him too, and he was talking about what happened in Veles, New Mexico. So guys, there's some stuff going on this planet that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, long before you and I were born, that they don't want us to know about. It deals with interdimensional entities. It deals with creating energy to feed these things. It deals with them feeding off of us. It deals with the Bible trying to tell us that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. The Bible's trying to tell us about that. And all of these different things that happens, you know, what happened in 323 with the Roman Catholic Church, where they pulled the Bible apart and took a bunch of stuff out, like the Book of Enoch, that they didn't want people to know about. Guys, it's all about these energies of these entities. It's what's causing these chemtrails. I mean, we've talked about it. You know, they're setting up piezoelectric currents in our body. They're allowing our nervous system to be infused with barium and aluminum and strontium, which turns us into a human antenna, which allows them to connect better to us in the electrical field that we're in when we live in this universe of energy. We're basically in a holographic projector right now, and we basically have, this is our reality as good as it. It's kind of like we're on the Starship Enterprise and we're in the holograph projector, the holodeck. And that's kind of like the energy field that we're in, but the only thing that's real here is our soul, and that seems to be what the Bible says, that in the latter days they will traffic in men's souls. And also they'll traffic in the energy to release from human beings during the death process, particularly with young children, when they have so much vitality and have so much energy to be released when they're murdered through abortion. So guys, the one time that Hillary Clinton just about manifested and went berserk during that second debate is when Trump told her he was going to put Supreme Court justices on the bench that were going to reverse Roe v. Wade and let it go back to the states. And I've never heard anybody else say that. And now Trump said the same thing. He did stick with that tonight on the show. He did say that he was planning on putting pro-life justices on, but he said if something happened with Roe v. Wade, it would be a long time down the road because it's got to work itself back through the court systems. But guys, we just have to pray that he doesn't start putting people like Ginsburg on the court and Roberts on the court. You know, we get all these conservative people, supposedly conservatives, and they put these nutbags on the court. And guys, they just basically rule from the bench. They really do rule from the bench. I mean, you know, Judge Napoliano, I think he needs to be on the bench personally. You know, I really believe we need to get a really good constitutionalist on the bench. You know, Borch, you know, the one that Reagan tried to put on way back when, he'd have been a good one too. But guys, now that we have control of the Congress and we have control of the Senate, Trump has a pretty much straight flush here. He can do whatever he wants to do as far as what he wants to do as far as the Supreme Court. Let's see if he goes from that list that he told everybody he was going to go from to start with. Let's see if he really does what he says he's going to do. Let's give him a chance to lead. Let's give him a chance to become president. All of this may just be, I got to watch my butt so they don't shoot me or kill me before I get sworn in. That could be what this whole thing's about. So we got to give him a little bit of slack now, because remember, he's still not the president right now. He's still just the president-elect, and there are lots of things that could happen in the next 2 months, Dave. What do you think?
Yeah, scary, scary times. I wrote an article about it today, Carrie, and I was reading it online in the second hour about why Kennedy was killed and comparing it to some of the reasons for Trump, and there's a lot of overlap there. There's no question. He is a marked man. He's in danger. Soros is fermenting these riots in this country. The media across the world, who's owned by the global elite, they're talking horrible things about Trump and what should be done to him, and people are actively saying he should be assassinated, and where's the FBI and Secret Service? Nowhere to be found. I mean, if you and I had said these things about Obama, knock on the door, throw you on the ground, handcuff you after being put in a chokehold, then they haul you off and you never heard from again. That's what would have happened to you and I.
They had tasered us first.
Yeah. You know,
but
yeah,
you're right. You're right, Dave. That's why people, when we prayed that Hillary Clinton be exposed, that's what we wanted. We prayed to the Most High God, who's still in charge of all of this mess down here. And Jesus is still on the throne. The Most High God's on the throne. And they still know that prayer changes things. And when we prayed, that's what they don't want Christians to do, is to pray. When we prayed that God Almighty would expose Hillary Clinton, because I had all these people write me these emails, and, you know, somebody should assassinate her, somebody should kill her. I said, no. I don't want that. Just pray she be, if she gets exposed. And guys, she's been fully exposed. Now, the joy of all of this, even if Trump can't do everything he said he was going to do, which was an incredibly great list, don't get me wrong, if he just does a portion of that, that's a lot better than we ever would have gotten from either of the Clintons, period. If he'll just reenact Glass-Steagall, if he'll get rid of the Federal Reserve Act, if he'll go take us back to sound money, if he'll nationalize the assets of the Federal Reserve and basically get rid of all of the debt we owe them through the money that they loaned us at interest. See, guys, here's how this thing works. And this is the craziest thing about this, is that the Federal Reserve Bank, when it took control of the money in 1913, it already happened once before in 1812, and then with the Bank of the United States, and Andrew Jackson got rid of them in 1832. They tried to kill him multiple times. When Lincoln basically brought the country to war, then they wanted him to put the money in also back in again, the Federal Reserve Bank back in again. He refused to do it, printed his greenbacks, and he was immediately assassinated. And then in 1913, when the United States basically brought in the Federal Reserve Act and gave these Luciferian, Kabbalist, Sabbatean, you know, Satan worshippers control of the money supply, by 1929, they had hyperinflated the currency, had the roaring 20s, and then they didn't hyperinflate it, but they massively inflated it. Then they contracted the M1 money supply, told all their buddies to get out of the market. The entire market completely collapsed. 1932, it was so bad that, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they tried to do a coup against him. Prescott Bush did, because he was basically a Nazi, and basically brought in Smedley Butler, the most decorated military general, Congressional Medal of Honor winner of World War I, and tried to lead a coup against the United States government to put a fascist dictatorship in 1932-33. We basically had Roosevelt talking about, you know, we're basically bankrupt. And then in basically 34, we had the Exchange Stability Fund, which is when the Rothschild Bank took control of the Treasury of the United States. In fact, if you guys want to watch some videos, I think it's like a six-part series on the Exchange Stability Fund. You can watch it online. It's like 8 or 9 minutes each, and they go into detail on how that happened and how they took control with the drug money and all the things they started doing with the drugs to basically finance the black ops budget, including this covert stuff and all of the stuff they're doing with this off-world technology. Now, this is what's going on. And then Kennedy found out about it, told Marilyn about it. They had to kill her because she knew about it, as according to what I read about Kennedy. And then what happened is Kennedy basically wanted to reveal all of this stuff and expose it to the American population, including the war in Vietnam and the drug running we were doing out of the Cambodian Triangle to fund the secret societies and the secret the secret government through the Exchange Stability Fund. Of course, he was killed too after, of course, then he did Executive Order 11110, and that was the end of Kennedy. That was basically giving the Treasury control of the money to print silver certificates again. So he was killed. So guys, this whole thing is an agenda. Since 1947, this whole thing has gone so top secret, and so this shadow government's gotten so big, this deep state, that they can pretty much do whatever they want to do to whoever they want to do it to the point where Donald Trump says that the Clintons are good people. I mean, I could think of a whole lot of things to say about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Good would not be any of the words that I would use, Dave.
No, absolutely not. But I want to go back to something you said about Hillary and the debate. People are going to tell us to put on our tinfoil hats, but I want to go there again. What I'm hearing you say is that fallen angel entities want to feast on humans, later traffic in our souls. They need abortion to feast on the humans. And Hillary Clinton is knowingly serving that agenda, and Donald Trump said in the debate, no, I'm not for what you're for. Is that what you're saying?
Dave, I wouldn't put it in those exact words, but basically what we have here is we have to do with what the Bible says. The Bible says that Satan is lying, seeking those whom he may devour. We know that Moloch in the Old Testament, you know, in Baal in the Old Testament, required the sacrifice of children. We know that from an energy standpoint, they were sacrificed to him. We have to go past apocryphal texts and go into other things, including what they write and their weird stuff they write, talking about the energy that's being brought out of these baby children when they die. And so we don't know how they're doing this through light photons. We talked about it before with the light photon matrix that's in our body and how they can actually use this to use as fuel and energy. So this is beyond what we're talking about as far as with Hillary and all this other kind of stuff. It's just some really, really weird stuff. I mean, look at the Morgellons thing. Look at the quantum computers with the artificial intelligence where they're trying to basically insert neuro-linguistic programming into to create bio-robots because of all the stuff they've put into us now with the Morgellons and with this spraying of this nano dust and the smart dust into us. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And so all of this is off-world technology, all of it, Dave. And again, it's what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. So guys, the black magicians are pretty much running everything right now from the world government, and they're serving these entities. And apparently, Hillary Clinton had gotten deeply involved in this with the pedophilia, child sex trafficking, all this other stuff that they get involved in. So guys, there's some sick stuff going on in Washington. What it is exactly, specifically, Dave, to answer that question, I don't know. But I guarantee you there's some weird stuff going on that if we knew what they were doing in truth, we would be going to Washington, D.C. with pitchforks and torches and burning that place down and starting over again. I believe it's that corrupt.
Do you believe the stories about pedophilia, the pizza, et cetera, that are coming out with regard to the administration?
Yes. I believe all of that. I believe that. Remember, Aleister Crowley used that type of sexual worship and sexual, satanic worship to basically draw energy to from these beings and to feed them energy back. Because remember, that's what the Kabbalists do in Hollywood. This is the same thing. They basically, that's probably one of the best examples, especially with the music industry. It's so obvious that these Kabbalistic teaching shows them how to call up demons, or these fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, entities, and they perform rituals to feed the demonic entities through sacrifice. And in turn, the demons, Lucifer, allow the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or persons doing the ritual. This is why so many of the Hollywood people in the music industry also wear the red Kabbalah string around their wrist because they've given themselves over to Lucifer and his demons. Now, that you can quote me on. That's exactly how I feel. Now, what's interesting about that is, look at Miley Cyrus. She's one of the Disney girls, which is a huge mind control situation with those guys. You know that. I mean, all the kids that are coming out of the Disney stuff. And then Miley Cyrus is put from all these young girls as this picture of just innocence, as, you know, Hannah Montana. And then she turns into this graphic, basically almost not pornographic singer who rides a giant penis in her concerts and wears a leotard with pubic hair on it over her private parts, you know, on the outside of the clothes. I mean, these people are so sick. And then she does that whole song Wrecking Ball, swinging around nude on that. This whole thing is about to destroy the Christian culture in the United States. Because remember, the Hollywood group have hated Jesus Christ for thousands and thousands of years. And this is a deep-seated hatred they've had, which they do everything they possibly can to depict him in a bad light. That's why when you watch the movies, if there's anything ever happening in the churches, it's usually always something really weird, really satanic, really evil. It's just, you know, it's like the Kingsman, that movie that was done a couple of years ago about a certain frequency was that was put through the general population causing them to kill one another. When it was tested and, you know, basically alpha, it was beta tested, it was tested in a church. And of course, everybody's getting blood killed and everything else all over this church. See, this is what they do. They hate Jesus Christ because they know that Yeshua sits at the right hand of God the Father. They also know because he's omnipresent, he's also still on the cross, and he's still sending out scalar waves through his blood to restore us to the righteousness of God through Christ. And this is what they know. They understand all that. We've covered it on your show. And that's why they don't want Christianity promoted. These entities, whatever they are, in the South Pole or wherever these guys hang out, they don't want us talking about Jesus. Because remember, even in the alien communities, they say if you get abducted and you're a Christian and you call in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, then you're put back into your home and they leave you alone because they know the power that comes with that name and the authority that we've been given by using that name. So they want to get Christianity off this planet. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to turn it into their own particular little form of hellhole where they're trying to go with this thing. And that's why Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. Remember, in the days of Noah said that every thought of every man was evil all the time, Dave.
Ted, we're out of time.
Oh, wow.
And I tell you, this has been a quick show. It's been a very quick hour, very quick show. Ted, healthmasters.com, and just want to let everybody know you got great products. You've taken care of people like Doug Hagman and myself, and I turn to you first before I go anywhere else. I don't want to say too much more than that because I don't want the FDA bringing down your neck, but it's true. It's true. And healthmasters.com, and we got a special for Common Sense Show listeners and viewers. Simply go to healthmasters.com, look at the fine product line, and you get 5% off your purchase price, and the coupon code word is Hodges. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. This was very, very interesting.
Dave, thanks for having me on. I appreciate all the feedback. And guys, let's keep praying for Trump. He'll keep just telling the truth. In Jesus' name we pray that, guys. Thank you, Dave. We'll talk to you this week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thanks. Well, that's a wrap for this show. And to tell you a little bit about next week and the time we have left. And, well, my head's still spinning with all this stuff here. Just when I get off here, I'm going to go get my little snack, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to watch the 60 Minutes and expect an article in the morning on that because I'm going to hold Trump's feet to the fire. I mean, we gave him a mandate, and I'm going to be patient with him. I understand there's also reality, and there's checks and balances. I get all that. But I'm still going to hold his feet to the fire. I mean, this is our mission. This is our job of the Common Sense Show. Anyway, next week, we'll be joined by Doug Hagman, and we'll be processing, and it's going to be an interesting week coming up. You think this last week was big? Well, this next week will probably be just as big. So Doug will be with us to process that. We'll also have Ronnie McMullen, and wow, has he got some interesting things to say about post-election stuff. Some things that we did not cover here tonight. And you're going to want to hear what he has to say. And by the way, he sponsors GetTheTea.com. What a great product this is. And I've tried it, and I'm telling you, it cleans you out, makes you healthier, and I'll tell you what, you lose weight. It's awesome. GetTheTea.com. Also going to have my good friend Paul Martin on. And Paul has got his finger on a lot of intel sources and has a lot to say about what's coming up, and you're going to want to tune in, pay attention. Anyway, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us here on The Common Sense Show. Go out and have a great week. Revel in our glory and our victory. God bless everybody.